Oh, hello everybody. Welcome to season one, episode 73 of The Hate Napkin, where we celebrate all things first world hate, not religion and politics. Sorry, Mr. Sheridan in Gary, Indiana. I am your co-host, Eric, joining you from the armpit of the devil's asshole in Columbia, South Carolina. And I am joined by our special guest, Poland of the Center Square, coming from none other than Burnt Corn, Alabama, it's
Carla.
Where she's suddenly come out of retirement to become a professional get off your lawner, I guess we'd call that.
This is true.
How is the get off your lawn business these days?
Well, it's pretty good considering there's nobody on my lawn.
Excellent.
Are you keeping it trimmed, your lawn? I mean,
it's kind of personal. In the wintertime, I let it go.
You might get more visitors if you keep it kind of tidy on the lawn. You might even have your two black male neighbors come visit if you have a nice welcoming front yard.
They might want to like play. The welcome mat isn't enough.
They might want to play a little polo. What do you call that? You know, when you knock the ball between the sticks.
Okay,
that's right. Where do we go from here? Only up. Up, 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 up. This is, by the way, folks, if you join us on YouTube, this one's for the kids.
You're such a man child.
Felt so good. This episode 73 is sponsored by laughter. Good for ya. Okay, we're also joined by our sound engineer. Gosh, the first time I've ever lost at laughing in 73 episodes or four. I think this is 74. We're also joined by our sound engineer, Polly from Bali, and as you can see in the background, he continues to create a holocaust of vegetation everywhere he goes. Hi, Polly.
How's it going?
I don't know. Or should we call you Mr. Pond? Okay. Things that you hate. Let's start off with Carla today. Carla, what do you want to throw in the hate napkin?
People who complain about the prices of things with no understanding of why they cost that much. This week it's eggs. Okay. Dozen and a half eggs are like $9.38 at my local, Shop and Rob. And it's like there was a huge avian flu that swept through the country, and chicken farmers were having to kill off the entire herds of chickens. Flocks, herds, everything's a herd. And, it is what it is. This too shall pass.
Right.
But it's like.
It's an outsider event. Right?
It's a one-time plucking disaster. I mean, you have all kinds of. It's because of commercial farming, really.
Yes,
they're eating each other's feet, and then they get sick.
Mother cluckers.
But it isn't a conspiracy of the government to take your eggs away from you.
It's not a reason to
contrary
get rid of
to popular belief. What?
Not a reason to get rid of your gas stoves,
or something. I don't know. This morning I was making breakfast and I cracked an egg. Every once in a while you get an egg that will just, the shell will kind of explode on you, and you're standing in your kitchen covered in salmonella, and you don't know what to do. So, yes, but I don't fault.
Laugh at your own yolks, okay?
Welcome to another punny edition of the Hate Napkin. Okay, yes, there are some. People will just obviously. This is an outlier event. Eggs are on the rise. They're sunny side up for a reason. It's gonna go away soon. Eggs will be cheap again. Something else will be expensive, but you can always count on gas being like rising and falling with no apparent explanation.
No, there's an explanation. You just have to understand, you know, business.
Right. Yeah, like the shares of Twitter plummeting and Tesla. Totally unrelated.
There's a reason. There's a reason.
I find that when the cost of eggs goes up, shares of Tesla go down. I wonder if there's a relationship.
Coincidence? I think not.
Actually, you could, you know, I guess single-handedly blame Elon Musk for the rise of the cost of eggs.
There you go.
It happened at the same time that he lost $200 billion.
Okay, I feel like we're walking on eggshells here. You're both in the kind of penalty box area.
All right, moving right along. I'm in a fitness kick, as it were. You know, I've lost 77 pounds since September. I'm in the gym every day. I took the winnings from my first contest and went out and bought a nice mountain bike. I enjoy biking. I hadn't done it for many years. One thing about the culture of biking as it is today that I hate, cannot stand, other than I do like the invention of the spandex biker pants where you can stick your phone in the side there and it doesn't jiggle around while you're driving. That's nice. What the fuck happened to kickstands? At what point during, you know, as biking got more and more popular and became a sport and people poured zillions of dollars into doing it, at some point along the way, somebody said, you know what, if you just want to stand your bike up and walk away independent of it, that's not a cool thing. We're going to get rid of kickstands. Or for some reason, kickstands aren't aerodynamic. What the fuck are you showing us?
If you want to wake up with the kickstands, you just take one of these.
Oh, my God. Not that kind of, not a Cialis, not a Viagra kickstand. Not everything is a metaphor for sex, Paulie. Seriously, though, at some point along the way, somebody went, kickstands aren't cool. Get rid of kickstands. Well, how are you supposed to walk away from your bike? Unless you happen to be parked against a wall or a fence. At what point did kickstands not become... I mean, when I grew up, every bike had a kickstand. Now, no bikes have kickstands.
Since Google is your friend, kickstands aren't on road and mountain bikes because they add weight and increase the chances of your bike snagging something. Road cyclists want bikes to be light. Mountain bikers are worried that a kickstand will catch vegetation while riding down the trails. You didn't get like a city bike. You got a mountain bike, correct?
Can't they create a non-vegetation raking kickstand? Surely they can create something.
And I thought the whole point of having a kickstand was to snag a couple things.
You asked why, I explained why.
Polly, there you go, being a nosy neighbor again. I get it, yes. Okay, you're traipsing along through the woods and you don't want to grab, you know, one of Polly's dead plants as you go down the hallway. But surely they can create a non-vegetation, some sort of device that protects you from snagging things at the kickstand. By the way, that doesn't even make sense. The kickstand goes the opposite direction of anything that would be snagging. It's the flow. That doesn't even make sense. You can't snag something when the thing itself is pointed in the other direction. It's just as stupid. I want to be able to stand my bike and just walk away from it, but I can't.
There's another reason. The kickstands can impale you. This is the primary reason for mountain bikers, but a real reason you should be careful riding on a mountain bike. with a kickstand is in a crash, a kickstand can be dangerous because it can impale you.
And you just went ahead and duck-duck-goed that, right? And got that information from DuckDuckGo.
I DuckDuckGo'd it. I DuckDuckGo'd the hell out of that.
That's great. DuckDuckGo'd it. That's great.
Google policy. Googled it.
Duck, we don't use anything Google anymore.
You don't. You speak for your own self. I Googled it.
I have. They banned me. I ban them now. They're banned. DuckDuckGo'd it. Hey, you remember that mouse? Under my desk?
Yeah.
This is unrelated to the hate napkin, but I thought I should mention it. That was not my, I want to say that was not my kickstand medicine.
Of course not.
I won't say whose it was. I don't want to embarrass that person. And that's underneath my desk with a bunch of cold medicine and all kinds of things. Now,
hold on, I got a call. This is my daughter.
Okay, I want to tell her about the mouse that's eating the Cialis. And what this could mean for future... what this could mean for my future mouse problem.
Coming on the show?
If this is something we should worry about.
My daughter's coming into the show, so you got to get rid of the whole Cialis shit.
It's fine. She can... This show's for kids. She can come on the show. It's fine.
How dare you?
He dares, ZZ.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm your co-host, Seymour Butts, joined by Tammy Pond. And who the hell am I? Now we might have a sports guest. Sorry. No, come on. This is not... Who's going to get impaled by... Really, you're crashing your... You're headed down a cliff and you crash your bike. The worst thing you're worried about is being impaled by a kickstand. Are you serious? That is the dumbest thing I've ever. Hey, why are you showing midriff? You can't. There's no midriff allowed. You want to come on the show?
The show's for kids.
Not from the waist down. No midriff. All right.
Hi, honey.
Hi, everybody. Penelope. This might be my daughter. This is my daughter, Penelope.
The smart Bjorn.
What are you showing things like that for?
I literally went out like this yesterday. You drove me to the movie theater.
It's a stomach. She has a stomach.
She looks like a beautiful young lady. What's wrong? What is wrong? Make sure no one looks at you the rest of your life, okay?
Shoulders.
Next
Where's
time
burka?
Shoulders.
Where is your burka?
It's a burka.
Well, it's that long black dress that Middle Eastern women wear with the head covering.
You walk around the house half naked all the time.
Which half?
Oh my gosh. He's
the
probably
truth comes out. The
oh,
truth comes out.
Oh my goodness. He's probably doing the Andy Rooney and
I love this girl.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever wonder why Dad can't wear pants?
You finished. You're in charge.
What do I hate? Vegans. I hate vegans so much. You don't even understand. I have such a deep hatred for vegans. They're so useless. They don't...
It's not that they're useless. It's that they have to tell you that they're vegan when they introduce themselves.
Right.
Like
right.
I don't make a habit of force feeding meat down people's throats upon my first meeting. That's usually the third date.
Oh my God. What else do I hate? Men.
Good,
you
know,
the other woman on the panel laughs because she understands.
General. I don't have to go into that one in detail.
They're man babies. I don't care how old they are. They're all man babies.
Grow past the age of like 12. Mature.
Thank
like
you.
At 12 and then that's it. Maturity wise.
At least 13.
I don't know about that one. Maybe 12 and a half. On like a good day. He didn't even reach 7, though.
Why don't you tell her about your medicine?
My medicine?
I'm talking to Paul.
Well, your medicine? What's up with your medicine?
Oh, so I have a mouse that has gotten into all of the cold medicine, and it's chewing up all of the medicine because I don't have food out anymore. And I was concerned that I might create the next COVID-19 or something.
Next hybrid. That's the start of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Just so you know. And yeah, it's eating a variety of
Viagra.
Why would I have that here? I'm like a 12-year-old. No.
And this is no.
Yeah.
What are you talking? This is for like toddlers. Dad, what are you doing?
I have a pain.
You have a pain? He's just standing at the sink staring at the mirror.
Yeah, yeah, because like, he's embarrassed that you outed the fact that he's like Rodney Dangerfield around the house, just
he does
flopping around.
I wake up and he just walks around in his boxers, bro. Like, and you can see like the bottom half of his butt crack. And it's
gross. The bottom half.
In the top half.
That's just a hate napkin. Spectacular.
Hate napkin. What else do I hate? The top half of my dad's butt crack. Every single morning I have to wake up to that. And I'm always like, my hair is brushed and I'm ready for the day. And oh, what else do I? Oh, I might hurt his feelings though.
Oh, go ahead, please.
So much. It's so bad.
Yeah, I hate it too, but tell the story.
What? There is no story. You just have an ugly beard. That's the story. I'm waiting for it to grow back and then I'll love you again.
Yeah, but why is it short?
Because you cut it?
No, I didn't do it. Somebody else did it.
Why?
That's going to be on my hate napkins.
Your beard or people?
No, the lady, my stylist,
Qua. Qua?
Qua.
Well, why didn't you just tell her not to cut that much?
Qua, I went to Qua. Qua asked me if Qua is my Vietnamese stylist and has been for 27 years. She asked me if I wanted my beard trimmed. And I said yes, but before I could say anything else, such as please don't trim the chin very much, she'd already removed it completely.
Your chin? She just chopped your chin off?
Yeah, my chin is
the whole thing. Hold on. Reading what they have here.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with the happy birthday song?
Huh?
What's wrong with the happy birthday song?
She's looking at my hate list. Don't spoil future things.
The happy birthday song is lovely.
It's a terrible
except nobody can sing it.
We sing that old gray mare part, and then he's like, I'm not that old. Stop it. And then he gets genuinely offended. Yes, you
can. He's the new host.
I love this girl.
Neighbor, leave my list alone. Get off my OnlyFans.
Oh, no.
Why are you on my OnlyFans account?
I hate napkin. My dad's photos that he posts on Instagram of his like weight loss journey, and it's like,
yes.
And everyone from my school has his Instagram, so I will go to school at like 8 a.m. in the morning and my friends walk up to me like, here's your dad's nudes, and I'm like, stop, I don't want to see that every single day. There's nothing I can chew about it.
Yeah, and you just saw his crack about an hour earlier.
Flesh. You should wear that, what'd you call it, babushka shirt?
Babushka. I love the burka. The burka.
Oh, burka. Close enough.
I think we have a new co-host, folks.
I love her. She speaks the truth.
Amazing.
The unvarnished Bjorn.
Oh, fantastic.
Nothing about. Oh, and
don't leave us.
Here, you. Here you go.
All right. Well, now you get to see my man.
No one wants to see
stop.
That. Ew. Hey. Oh, another thing. I hate body hair, specifically on men. Shave your armpits. There's a forest growing in there of like prehistoric creatures. Bro. I'm not dead.
Have a nice day. I don't even know if we're allowed legally to show this episode, folks.
Oh, yes, we are.
On episode 74.
And other
midwives. The Bjorn family secrets.
You know, there's that old show, Age is Enough. Let me tell you, folks, one is enough. That was my daughter, Penelope.
That was a breath of fresh air. That was great.
It was.
So, actually, that was the other thing I was going to bring up, is my beard. Wow, totally just decimated my face. But the good news, it will grow back. I don't know what else. I think we just wasted your 25 minutes right there. We're done, right?
Oh, no. Men who refuse to manscape.
Things are known in this world. You told me that you went.
Go away.
You're worried about her midriff, and you're posting near naked pictures of a forest on social media. I'm with her.
I don't know what to say anymore.
We could see your muscles so much better without, you know, Harry and the Hendersons visiting.
Well, if nothing else, this show is humbling.
I love your daughter.
I used to also. Well, folks, there you have it. We hate the lack of kickstands. I basically just hate teenage girls. That's it. Bye. That was at least 20 minutes. It felt like an eternity. Oh, Polly, what happened to your medicine?
It's being eaten probably right now.
You got the old mouse rocking around with like a 50-foot hard on. I guess I gotta see a doctor. This won't go away. There you go. The cat's gonna go up to him and go, not bad, not bad.
Yeah, I'm not gonna kill you today because, you know, some things are just too good to
wait. Some things you just gotta leave be. All right, folks. Today, you reach deep, deep, deep inside the anals of hate.
Well, we reach deep into yours.
I think you pulled it inside out. I've got a little bit of colon here, a little bit of colon over there. I'm feeling like a semicolon. All right, thank you. From the bottom of my crack to yours. Thank you for joining us deep inside the anals of hate.